Up like this, yeah.
I'm not that tall. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, this is the day of rejoicing, the day to sing, to make melodies, sing with joy, sing with our hearts and minds to the Lord. A special day in the life of our congregation, where we will just not only hear the word of God from scripture, but also from voices that God have blessed certain people with. Unfortunately, some of us don't have those voices, so but we have listening ears, so we are here this morning for that. So this is the day. I'd like to welcome you and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in truth and in the spirit. Let me invite us to please take note of the different announcements on the screens as well as in your bulletin. As usual, you will agree with me that not every announcement that make up to the screen or in the insert. So what in fact has happened this morning, there are some announcements that are not on the screens, either in your inserts in your bulletins. Some of you might be aware that our congregation is bereaved. Rose Petters, the mother of Linda Trevelyan, passed away, last week, Friday. Ron, help me. Wednesday. All right. So we will take a moment and remember her in our prayer just before we begin. But before that, let me mention that the funeral arrangements have already been made. It's going to be heard here on Tuesday this week at beginning at 10 o'clock. We will be viewing. 11 o'clock, the service begins. And interment is going to be at the Calvary Cemetery in town. So let's take a moment and remember Rose and the loved ones that survived her. Let's be together in a moment of silent prayer. Thank you, God, for this day and for the gift of life you spare. As we gather this morning, we know one of ours is missing. The good news is she's with you, because according to your word, that's what happens. Those of us who trust in you while on the face of this earth, when we shall have left this world, our final anchor is you. And so we pray that her life, that Rose's life, will rest in perfect peace. We pray for those who survive her. Linda, her siblings, the grand, great-grand, and great-grands of Rose. We pray for them. Enfold them in the arms of your love and mercy, O God, as they go through these difficult times, mourning the loss of their loved one. Bless them, strengthen their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this morning we have one of those unusual services, two parts service. We have the choir will be doing for us wonderful songs of praises and thanksgiving to God. Whereas the first part of the service is going to be our regular leading into the choir portion of it. So we have one service, two parts this morning. And so with that, not to take much of the time, let me invite you again to turn to the person next to you, reassure them with these words: Jesus loves you, so do I. Amen. 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 We will now invite Jean to come and light our third candle, Advent candle.
The angels sang a message of joy. As soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. One more, please. And one more. Go back to the scripture. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son, and she placed him in cloths and placed him in the manger, for there was no room available for them in the inn. Please join me in singing Emmanuel, Emmanuel, twice. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our joy.
God sent Emmanuel, God with us, in person of a baby born in a manger. Help us to be voices that proclaim
great joy
to the world, in his name.
Amen.
Thank you. Now that you are standing, you need to remain standing, please, for the call to worship. And you don't have to remain standing. If you know, you can't remain standing for that long because we're going to be singing too. So you're welcome to sit down if you are not able. Come, let's sing. Welcome. Let us sing with joy to the Lord, our Creator and Sustainer. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Speaking to one another with hymns and prompt spirit, we will sing and make music from our hearts to the Lord, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Let's still remain standing and sing the hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. His kingdom still increasing, a kingdom without end. To dark the times of heaven, his covenant removed, his name shall stand forever. The name to us is Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for holding, hanging in there. I'd like to invite us to pray together this unison prayer. The Advent season reminds and calls us upon us to be prepared for the joyful celebration of our Lord Savior's return. We are here assembled to join our voices with the choral angels in songs of praise and worship. Almighty God, may your Holy Spirit descend upon us as we lift our hearts in joyful praise and thanksgiving to our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. This we pray for the ask in the name of the same one who was, who is, and whose arrival we are with, even the Christ child. Amen. Do we have children here this morning? I guess we do.
A present.
All right.
A Christmas tree.
Look at that Christmas tree. Some of them are already up. Got one up there.
One in the upper there, one downstairs.
All right. All right. So let's take this time and see.
An angel appeared and told me that she's also having a baby. He said to me, "Do not be afraid, Mary.
For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end."
"How can this happen? For I am a virgin."
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is also going to have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God."
That they said you will have a child and his name will be called Jesus. He will be the Son of God and he will have power.
Did I see another name somewhere? All right. So let's talk about who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Do you know who Jesus is? All right, Justin.
God's Son.
God's Son, yes. We just sang the song this morning, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, and that's Jesus' name, right? Anyone else? What did you hear? Let's go to the video. What did you hear from the video? What? Just one thing, you don't have to say the whole thing. Just one. Is your hand up?
They said that they thought that she wouldn't have a baby.
She wouldn't have a baby. Yeah, this was a young girl who was going to have a baby. Do we know who this lady is?
Mary.
Mary. That was Jesus' mother's name, right? Yeah.
And I think and her is someone else again.
Someone else?
Mm-hmm. So.
You got the point. Jesus is the Son of God. That's very important for us to remember. Is that true? Yeah, Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus' mom name is Mary. There you go, Mary. That's a very popular woman, right? So there's one thing we can do for Jesus. What Jesus wants us to do is to trust him, because he's our friend. He's our Father, he's our God. So we all need to trust him. And so I want to encourage you, even children can trust Jesus, because Jesus, we heard that he was a baby, so he grew up just like you. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Luke 1. This is Mary's response to the angel's message. Mary said, "My soul gives glory to the Lord. My spirit delights in God, my Savior. He has taken note of me. Even though I am not considered important, from now on, all people will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. His name is holy. He shows his mercy to those who have respect for him, from parent to child down through the years. He has done mighty things with his powerful arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their deepest thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. But he has lifted up people who are not considered important. He has filled with good things those who are hungry. But he has sent away empty those who are rich. He has helped the people of Israel who served him. He has always remembered to be kind to Abraham and his children down through the years. He has done it just as he promised to our people of long ago. This is the word of God for the people of God." I would invite us to be in prayer together this morning. And if you have some special prayer concerns, let me just again remind us that there are joys and concerns that we have as inserts in your bulletins. Please remember to continue to pray for those concerns, especially those of our sisters and brothers who themselves, as well as their loved ones, are in struggling with health issues. Your prayers are really, really something that they count on. And they know that when you pray, something will happen, so that we are not only praying for them here, even when you are home away from here, please remember to pray for those conditions. Are there prayer concerns and joy?
Yes, I have a friend down in Texas. His name is Bob Benson. Tuesday, he had to go in the hospital and have his shoulder removed, and it will remain that way for 6 weeks because he had an infection in it. I'd like to keep him in prayer.
Okay, let's pray for Bob. Okay. Let's continue to pray for our homebounds. Some of them are home, but not really at home. They are at nursing homes. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for our country, our leaders. Let's continue to pray for our church, the United Methodist Church. It's in the period of transition. We don't know which direction yet, but we know that it is. Let's continue to pray for unity, understanding in our church. Let's have a moment of silent prayer. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you for the gift of life and all the provisions you continue to make that keep us going. We are deeply grateful. Each and every moment of our lives we count as blessings. We are blessed to be up on our feet. We are blessed to be able to be in our right minds. We are blessed to be able to recognize who we are. We pray this morning in a special way for those who otherwise have seen this day, but totally in another mood. There are some who are ill, terminally, and maybe on the verge of recovery. We pray for each of them. We pray for those of our brothers and sisters, O Lord, who look forward to Christmas, this particular time to be in church, but for some reason are not here. You know them better than we do, and you know each of them not only by their names, but by their circumstances. Meet them, O God, at the point of their need. We remember to pray for those who have lost their loved ones, even as we remember the Petrus family and the trembling family among us. We pray for Rose that has come to you. May her soul rest in perfect peace. May those who survive her be given the strength to know that indeed there is still hope, that they can trust you with Rose. We pray this morning for our church, from our congregation to the General Conference, United Methodist Church and your church universal. Let our light shine, the light of love, the life of hope, the life of peace, joy in the world, so that others will see our good works and give you the glory. Help us to accept each other. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you freely in this place, in this country. We thank you for our choir that's going to be leading us in the half of this service. Thank you for every member and their family. We appreciate them. Thank you for the gift that they have to share. Bless our time together. In Jesus' mighty name, who taught us whenever we pray, we conclude with these words of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, is the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. One of the ways that we worship the Lord as Christians is to worship Him with our offerings and tithes. I would now invite us to worship the Lord with our tithes and offering, just as you are blessed.
comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a censor should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belongs to the house of the line in the line of David. He went there with Mary, and while they were there, Mary gave birth to his first son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors." My soul magnifies the Lord. The Spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and in holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their throne and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hunger with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped the servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Now to the God who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings and made known to all Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
They do whatever I ask, and they don't argue with me. And they're and you can tell they're very, very talented. It's fun to pull the music out of them.
I want to just take one minute.